Welcome to today's online Meta session. Just when I came here to the meditation hall to set up the computer and the Zoom, the internet connection wasn't so good. So maybe if I'm having trouble and if I drop out, simply continue and Aya Viranyani may take over. At the beginning of our online sessions, we usually do a sharing for about 10 minutes, meaning that anybody who feels like sharing some of their experience can share it. It's a sharing and not asking questions. There will be time later on, towards the end of the online session, that you can ask your questions. But now, so anybody who feels like sharing some experience or sharing some insights they had with their metta practice, please either unmute yourself or put up your digital hand. Can you hear me? I don't see much reaction from your side.
I can hear you. I was looking for the hand.
The hand is, you know, at the bottom. I think you have the icon reaction.
Yeah, oh, I see it. Yeah, I found it before, but thanks for reminding me. I can share something.
Please?
If that's okay. basically, during the practice, sitting or walking, the sentences we use have become a refuge for anything negative that comes up. So I realized that my mind, I usually think about people. Probably is the most thing that I get distracted with, people. And most of the time, the thoughts are negative or they turn into negative. Something negative, you know. I like to criticize in my mind. It comes out of fear, out of insecurity. So I realize that when I use metta, on specifically that person, even if it's not the benefactor, but just for, you know, two sentences, it's easier to let go of the thoughts. And also what we talked about, sending metta, that is kind of a difficult thing. I came to realize that, yeah, I'm not trying to send it. I feel like I am the one benefiting primarily from the metta practice. So it's kind of a selfish thing. But like, I'm sending metta to whatever, a person I have attachment to or a person that I have negative feeling, and I'm benefiting because it's just really, hopefully the other person is benefiting too, but I'm just like, it's easier to let go, and it's just an overall better feeling, because negativity never ends. I can do that all day. But with some metta practice, it actually gets a little boring after some time, and I just let it go.
Thank you, Marcelo. Anybody else? Yes, Bridget.
I found I was concentrating too much, concentrating, and it became very sharp, and then I opened my eyes and relaxed a little and kind of had wider focus, and then somehow it became better. I was too kind of feeling too narrow, and then something with more relaxed, kind of softer image of the words and the benefactor.
Thank you for the sharing.
I don't know if that's meaning anything, but that's my sharing.
That's good. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, Claudia, please.
Yeah, I realize that it is warmer and more with a smile when I'm directed to my benefactor, to myself. There is a smile when I think of her, it's a good friend and teacher, and to myself, it doesn't have the lightness or the warmth.
Thank you, Claudia. Maybe one more person? Kiss, please, or Sue.
It's Keith. I'd like to share that when I was meditating this morning, this is my first mental retreat, I started to feel very comfortable. And I recognized that comfortable feeling as the same feeling that I often experience during when the teacher does metta, and other retreats, I've had this really, really comfortable feeling, but never when I was doing it. So this is the first time that I've had this comfortable feeling when I was meditating alone, and it was coming from me. I saw that very interesting.
Thank you, Keith, for this sharing. And so with that, I hand over to Aya Viranyani, who will continue.
So hello, everybody. And what we will do each day at this time is I'll share a few mental reflections for a little while, and then some instructions for the sitting, and we'll go into a silent sitting before Aria picks up again with the questions and answers. And chanting. So, Aria's talk for yesterday was really carried a really important message, that it really helps to remember you're not sending anything. And as we make this transition from ourself to another person, we do tend to try to send metta. But as Marcello said just today, you know, I think I benefit. And it's true, we're training our own mind. And each category is brings forth a different quality of mind. Perhaps wholesome, perhaps unwholesome. Different challenges for the metta. We'll see different things that get in the way of metta. And so as we make this transition from self to benefactor, as you have been doing in the last 24 hours, you may notice a difference. And this is natural at first. It's normal for the mind to relate to different beings in different ways. This is our consensual reality, normal. The metta practice leads us, though, to a place where there is that boundlessness. All beings are related to in the same way, with the same heartfelt kindness, the same genuine well-wishing, when the metta is strong and powerful. So we begin where it's easy. The benefactor, as Aria described yesterday, is someone who has been a beneficial force in your life. Either you know that person directly or not. And one thing that helps with this category to remember, and one reason this category is relatively easy compared to all the other categories of other people, is in the Abhidhamma, in the texts that describe it, the functions and characteristics and proximate causes of metta, and in the Visuddhimagga, it said that the proximate cause for metta to arise is seeing the goodness in another or in oneself. And this, of course, is why in our Western society, many of us have a hard time with ourselves, because we just, you know, we can't see our own goodness. It's there, but we don't see it. The benefactor, though, is different, of course. Another way of expressing this category is the respected person. And it's a person whose goodness is really easy to discern. You can connect with that really easily, either because they've benefited you directly, or you've been inspired by them, or some aspect of their being causes joy to arise in the mind and appreciation to arise in the mind. And we'll stay with this category for a while to build the momentum of the metta. We have the luxury of 2 weeks, so we don't have to jump to another category immediately. In our in-person metta retreats that Saito Uri and I had offered before COVID, it was always a little amusing because Saito would keep people radiating metta for the benefactor for days and days and days. And he'd say, now radiate metta to the second, the third, and be like, ah. But the point of this is not to cause boredom to arise or disinterest, but to create a momentum of metta. And we can deepen in this once the metta is established. So we'll probably do this tomorrow, with choosing a second benefactor or a third. But for today, stay with the benefactor that you've chosen. And instead of spending half of the sitting radiating metta for yourself and half for the benefactor, we'll go almost immediately to the benefactor. And working with this category is so beautiful because we are in touch with their goodness. We can see it clearly. We appreciate it. For those of us who have a hard time radiating metta for ourselves, it helps to reflect, just taking a moment to reflect, that each one of us is a benefactor for somebody. We may not think of it as being a big benefactor, but each one of us is a benefactor for somebody on this planet, even if it's just your cat But I bet it's a whole lot more being such as that. So you can't see your own goodness, but you can see the goodness in another. Just as you see the goodness in your own benefactors, others see the goodness in you. It's just a bit of an aside to share what can be very helpful in working with this category as a reminder of the universality of this category. We're all benefactors to somebody. And to all as to ourselves, as it says in the text. So working with this category can bring a lot of joy in the mind, a lot of appreciation, or not. Please don't have any expectation. But this is a category that tends to elevate the mind. The mind is drawn to goodness and reflects about that. So the metta may flow quite easily. There are challenges with this as well. The very first challenge, of course, is that, as I already mentioned, please don't try to send metta to this person. Please be careful with the way you connect with this person so that you don't get lost in, you know, daydreaming about this relationship or imagining being with this person. A little bit of reflection can help. But as we begin to work with other people, this can be a real trap. We can get caught in real daydreaming about, oh, imagining ourselves walking with this person. Pretty soon, 20 minutes later, we've emerged from a whole conversation. So be careful for this. We're using other beings to bring forth the natural metta in our own heart. Not to create a big visualization or a lot of thought about them. So connecting with the benefactor means using their name as you use the phrase. So either may my benefactor be well, happy, and peaceful, or even better, you can use their name. May Dotapankara be well, happy, and peaceful. May Sayadaw be well, happy, and peaceful. May Arya be well, happy, and peaceful. Something in the heart and mind, and it helps us connect with that person. Please be careful when working with another person, an external being, any of these categories we'll be working with henceforth. It can be sometimes, and this is particularly true if we're really involved in a visualization of ourselves walking with this person or talking with this person. And this can be a source of quite a lot of very subtle, I am talking to you. It creates a sense of self and other, and it feeds a certain kind of ancha, wandering, discursive thought. So when we say you, it's more likely we will get caught in some imagining about ourselves and that other person. Whereas may Sele Bhadamanika be well, happy, and peaceful. There is that connection with her, but without the deep trap, the pitfall of getting lost in some kind of fantasy or imagination. There's a little bit more space there. And we have a connection in spite of that space. Okay. We know for whom we're radiating metta. The heart is inclining to that person. And then we use our phrase in the same way as we did with ourselves to connect with the meaning and to really just keep planting those seeds of well-wishing. You can connect with the benefactor either with an image or a felt sense. Some people are very visual, and some people are not. It doesn't really matter. However it's easiest for you to connect. So, with that, I want to go into the silent sitting. So please make yourself comfortable. Resting back in an easeful, upright posture. Taking a moment with your eyes closed to connect experientially to this body sitting here. Cultivating metta is an engaged, embodied practice. So dropping out of the head into the body, into the heart space. If you want, you can put your hand on your chest to really ground yourself in the physical body. And when you're ready, beginning to cultivate metta for this benefactor that you've chosen, by connecting with this being, whomever they are, and beginning to repeat your metta phrase for them, your metta wish for them. Using their name, and of course, again, in your own language. Coming back again and again and again to this connection with this person, with the well-wishing that you're developing for them. You can take a moment after that to just let that resonate. And again, connect with the benefactor. Repeat the phrase for them. Each time, planting seeds of kindness. Not needing any results. Allowing them to just be who they are. Understanding that all beings, whomever they are, however exalted or happy, deserve metta. Because they are living beings. So may my benefactor be well, happy, and peaceful. Coming back over and over and over again to this wish, inclining the heart over and over again in this direction. Turning the heart and mind again and again to kindness. And feeding that inclination with a continuity of repeating your phrase and connecting as best as you can. Whenever you find your mind has wandered, lost the thread of the practice, never mind. As soon as you know and are aware of this, all you need to do is begin again. Re-establishing this flow of connection that is kindness. Bringing this person to heart and mind and repeating your wish for them. Just picking that up over and over again. to thank you for your practice, everybody. I know sometimes it's not easy, especially at the beginning, no matter how many times we do the practice. So there may be sleepiness, there may be restlessness. And the main work of the practice, as Aria's talk made it very clear yesterday, was not to create metta, but to train the heart and mind to incline in that direction. So each time you begin again, each time you say the phrase, however you connect, you connect, adds to that habit of inclination. And it may feel stupid, it may feel really quite pointless at the beginning, before we really drop into metta. It really does sometimes feel quite silly. So please be patient if this is you. Some of you have not done a lot of metta practice and, why am I repeating this phrase? Just keep going. And it can be done whether you're healthy or ill, whether you're restless or quiet, whether you're busy or sitting still. All postures of the body. So in the formal practice, in the next 24 hours, continue with the benefactor. If you find it helpful, you can start with yourself for about 5 minutes. For some people, this is easier. But don't feel you need to do that. You can drop right into the benefactor category if you would like. So for the formal sitting, the formal walking, continue with the benefactor. And in general activities, it's more of a flow of metta. It really requires both diligence and flexibility. Because when we're moving, talking, walking, active, there's not going to be the stillness and the concentration. But having that free flow of metta, that constant inclination to metta, this is the work of the practice in our daily lives. So find out for yourself how best to do this. We can't tell you how for you it's easiest to remember metta. But using certain activities you might do a lot that don't require much attention, like washing dishes, like walking upstairs, like, you know, whatever you might do that's repetitive, folding the laundry, walking if there's a place in your house where you have to walk frequently up a set of stairs or down a hallway, that can be your metta hallway. Just remember, oh yeah, metta, going through a doorway. Finding a way to remember these little wake-up calls. It's like, oh yeah, I want to radiate metta. And then pause for a moment. Connect. And in general activities, you do not have to stay with the benefactor. You can have more flexibility around for whom you radiate metta. It could be yourself. It could be all beings around you if you're with other people. It could be somebody you're with in the moment. Or it could be all beings. So allow yourself some flexibility here and just finding that way in to continuity, because the continuity is really the most important thing. That continuity of inclination, that continuity of remembering. That's the main work of the practice and the main place to put effort, not to create or send or do anything other than that. Connect and really incline the mind to that natural well-wishing. So, may you have a rich and joyful day of practice. And with this, I turn over to Aria, who will answer any questions you might have and lead us in the chanting. So, thank you, everybody. May you be well, happy, and peaceful.
Thank you, sister. So now the space is open for your questions. Either unmute yourself and talk, or put up your digital hand. Don't be shy. Well, if everything is so clear and you have no questions, then maybe we will start with a metta chant, and maybe then a question comes up. So after this chant, you have again a chance to come up with your questions. We will begin on page 6 at the bottom, the Metta Karuna Mudita Upekha. We did it 2 days ago. It's an easy chant to me. It's also a joyful chant, an enlivening chant. It brings up energy. And if you wish, you can do it as a canon. And we'll do it a number of times. Then we will start. Metta Karuna Mudita Upekha. 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 So in the meantime, has there come up a question that you want to put?
Okay, hi, if I can say something.
Yes, please, Matt.
I was reflecting that last time I did a longer retreat with Metta, with you guys, then I found it easier for me to work with a benefactor some years ago than with myself. So, but at this time, I found it easier actually to use myself. And I think it is because the connection with myself increased during these years. So it's not that the benefactor has decreased. With that said, now when I was doing the benefactor, I could see the person, I could smile when I saw that person, but repeating the phrases just felt blank, sort of. It felt like my old, and I have an idea about myself that it's sometimes difficult for this practice for me, kind of, you know, not doing metta in action, you know, in daily life or being with other people. It comes quite easily, but with this kind of doing a planting of this and just creating everything in your mind, I got into that again. Wow, how can I create this? It just felt a little blank right now. And some self-doubt came with this.
Okay. Thank you, Matt, for bringing this up. As you know, and as Ayurvedic has stressed again today, we are cultivating, we are strengthening some quality in ourselves, namely this open-hearted mind, this benevolence towards ourselves and other beings, this friendliness. So, you know, and using these metta wishes, whether for ourselves, whether for another person. So using these phrases is just a tool to connect to this inner quality of benevolence and friendliness. You know, this isn't a verbal manifestation of that quality that we are endowed with. Sometimes it's more obviously present, sometimes it's hidden. And so the repetition of this phrase, of course, this can be a challenge because the mind wants variation. Just staying with the same old boring thing is not so attractive to the mind. But as I said, it's a helpful tool because it kind of also shows us whether we are with the cultivation of metta or whether the mind is going off, wandering, thinking about something else. But, you know, with these phrases, what we can do is to vary the speed of the phrases. You know, sometimes we can say the phrase quite slowly. May my benefactor be well, happy, peaceful, kind of let echo the words in your heart, in the mind, and really connect with this meaning. Yeah, I wish this benefactor to be well. That's my deep-seated wish. Or then going a bit faster. May my benefactor be well, happy, peaceful. May my benefactor be well, happy, peaceful, and then slowing down again. So with the variation of the speed, this can help. And saying this, you know, when the quality of metta becomes quite strong, when the mind becomes really quiet, when there are not many thoughts and wandering minds, at times we can drop the words and just rest in that benevolent, friendly, open-hearted quality. But for this, you know, it needs some practice. Usually at the beginning of the retreat, the metta is not yet that strong and the mind is not yet that concentrated.
Thank you. I for that reply. I actually experimented a bit with the tempo, kind of slow it down and really trying to connect with every word. And then I know I did something that I shouldn't have done. It's not a big, but it was like, oh, this benefactor, maybe it's not working anymore. So I changed the benefactor span. No, yeah, maybe. No, I go back. And then, of course. I will try following your advice and we'll see how that goes. And yes, another short report also. Maybe I can take that time since it was quite silent right now. This morning I felt sad for some reason, for some circumstances around here. And at that time, when I was using myself, I said, may I be peaceful, happy, or whatever phrase I used. Some phrases were, but the happy phrase and that was, it felt like a kind of cover up for my sadness, like, let's get rid of the sadness now and be happy instead. And so it didn't feel right at that time to use those phrases because I felt I needed to take care of my sadness in a way. Any reflections about that?
Yes. As you understand, yes, we do not do the metta in order to push away some emotions or feelings or thoughts. So if there's the sadness, you know, maybe a phrase could be, may I be at ease with my sadness? You know, it's fully acknowledging, yes, there is sadness. I don't want to have it away, push it away. Can I be at ease with this sadness, with this emotion at this time, as it is?
Yeah, I that was a similar phrase that I used, and that was the one that I felt worked, actually, that felt honest to the condition or to the emotion I was in, so that makes sense.
Okay, thank you, Mats.
Thank you.
Somebody else? Anna had her hand up. Claudia had her hand up.
You already answered it. It was about dropping the words, and because I noticed that sometimes the words just fade away and it starts radiating. And it's also said in the Metta Sutta that you radiate metta. And there's no speech about words, so I was wondering about that, but you already answered that. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Yes, Claudia?
Thank you for letting me ask again. One thing is that I'm realizing if I speak out loud, I can stay more concentrated. And I guess this is okay while I'm here in my room. And the other question is that I'm aware I'm embodying the quality of warm-heartedness. This means if my body is more open and if I have a soft face and a smile, feels more loving.
Yes, thank you, Claudia. So as you say, yes, speaking out the words loud is completely okay. You know, you're alone at home and you're not causing a disturbance to any other person. You know, being together in a meditation hall, that would not work so well. Or it would be just a different practice, a different challenge. But yes, say the words loud when you're alone at home or out in the forest. You know, when you cultivate the metta, yes, as the mind, you know, becomes filled with this metta quality, we can also experience its manifestation in the body, as in warm-heartedness or warmth in the chest, in the body, or other manifestations. That is correct, that happens. But do not get attached to these physical sensations that arise. Because in the course of the practice, with the deepening and strengthening of the metta quality, it will manifest differently in your body, the sensations. So, you know, just acknowledge what you feel in the body, but let it be there. And if you experience something different later on, okay, that's how it manifests right now. And later on, again, different. Okay, you know, that's part of the practice, just to see how this develops. Okay, so we'll do another metta chant to round up this online session. And I would like to do the four boundless states in Pali, which we have on page 3. Metta sahagatena, and so on. And many of you know this chant. We can do it, well, one can do it quite fast, full speed, but some of you are not yet familiar with it, so we do it in a moderate tempo. Again, let's start. Metta sahagatena cittasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam iti udhammato tiriyam sabati sabha tataya sabha vantam lokam metta sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena apyapacena paritva viharati karuna sahagatena cittasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam iti udhammato tiriyam sabati sabha tataya sabha vantam lokam karuna sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena apyapacena paritva viharati mudita sahagatena cittasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam iti udhammato tiriyam sabati sabha tataya sabha vantam lokam mudita sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena apyapacena paritva viharati upekha sahagatena cittasa ekam disam paritva viharati tata dutiyam tata tatiyam tata chatutam iti u dhammada tiriyang sabati sabatataya sabah vantang lokang upekha sahagatena cittasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena apyapacena paritva viharati. So today again, there will be group meetings. Ayavira has group B, like Burma, and her password, Metta, maybe with capital M, maybe with a small m. And I have group E, and there I think you don't need to give in a password. So you can stay here on this link, and Ayavira Nyani's group, go to her link. And we will start in 15 minutes from now.
Yeah, I will just say that it was with a small m in the password.
Thank you, Mets. So then we wish you a joyful and patient, persevering, ongoing metta practice for the next 24 hours, and then everybody else, we see each other tomorrow at the same time.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.